Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We might need to set our standards a little bit higher, because when I started here at KFrog like 18 years ago and they were like, yeah, we'll offer you the job, I was like, cool, I'll take it. Not nowadays. People going to job interviews have some non-negotiables that are more than just, I want paid vacation and things like that.
We getting bougie?
Oh, more than that. Some people are getting creative. Like, I will only work if I have a 4-day work week. I would love that.
Okay.
Only looking for workplaces that have nap rooms, so you can take a little nappy poo while you're on the clock.
What?
Yes. I am reading this going, I would never think to even ask for that. But now I'm like, man, are actual jobs offering these things? Like, not only childcare, but pet care, where you bring your pet to work?
Hang on. Are these people that already work at this establishment, or are they coming in like for the interview saying, I need these things?
Coming in for the interview. These are their non-negotiables.
That is wild to me. You need a job and you're going to sit there and say, I need X, Y, and Z before you can hire me?
I mean, if you're the perfect candidate.
But if you're not.
Well, then they're probably going to say, no, we're good. You take your nap room somewhere else. Roll up your sleeping bag to your next interview.
That is wild.
So just for fun, because, I mean, obviously we're here and they're not going to change the rules.
We're already here.
Yeah. What would be one of those random perks that you would want here at KFrog? And not like the normal, like, paid time off or something. Something that's, like, out of the normal.
You know what I'd really love?
Okay.
Is having not only, like, a little, I guess, like, cafeteria-ish space, but having a chef.
Oh.
Like a live-in chef. And this dude makes everything under the sun.
And, like, is each day a different cuisine, though? Like, is it going to be, like, Sushi Friday?
Yeah, Italian Tuesday.
Ooh.
I don't know what his menu is. I'll have to go ask him. I made him up.
Sub Wednesdays.
Whatever it is. But that would cut out so much time, having to, like, take one of my days to meal prep everything, you know, to cut
right.
all the cooking out and to upgrade. We have a nice little snack box here.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine fresh sashimi. I don't know. Just something real
How
good.
How often do you have sashimi at 6:32 in the morning?
You got a little craving for fish. I would say, chef, what route would you go?
I would probably go, and this just got brought up recently, now that my husband's back in the office, childcare.
That's big.
Because summertime, like when they're in school, it's okay. We can juggle a little bit. But summertime, we are literally juggling. It's like, okay, your dad's, my parents, where, you know, are we calling up Uncle Joe? Who's taking the kids? So I think that would be one that would be huge for me.
So just having like a little play area somewhere here?
Somewhere where, come in the morning, check them in. I know there's somebody there who's trusted. They're with me, you know? And so when I'm done at the end of the day, okay, kids, let's go. And off we go.
We have room in here. There's a little couch back there. There's a TV.
Not my kids.
It'll be fine. I'll play with them.
Yeah, okay. Bosses, are you listening? Because the people have spoken when it comes to the workplace. There are some random perks we would like to have. I don't feel like mine is too random. Childcare. And some places actually do have that.
And I feel like that is very tough for a lot of parents is, okay, what do I do with the kids, especially during summer break?
And it's expensive. If you look into daycare, a lot of people are doing that. Well, do I work or do I pay for daycare?
Yeah.
And if you could do both at the same time, perfect.
I said chef because I'm tired of meal prepping, although my wife does most of it. The one one little time I have to do, I'm like, this is absurd. So I would have I'd have a chef cooking up some fresh food here.
Yolanda and Loma Linda, what would be that random perk you would want?
Gym in the office.
Would you work out before work or after work, during work?
During work. I just walk. Something inside because sometimes, you know, it's either too hot or it's raining or something.
Yeah, I probably should have said gym, but no. We'll go with something like childcare. Dwayne and 29 Palms, what is it for you? What would be that random work perk that you would want?
A chef.
With different kinds of food every day?
Every day, something different.
Can't go wrong with a chef. Then you don't have to meal prep at home. You just walk in, you got your menu.
Save you time, and you get to eat for free.
That's another big perk. Yeah, not only saving you time, but then you don't have to pay for lunch, too. Yeah.
Here's one I didn't think of that a couple text messages have come in. A masseuse, getting massages at work.
I don't think I could get a massage at work.
Really?
Yeah.
We have a big empty like conference room here.
Yeah, that has windows all around it.
We're not getting naked massages. With your clothes
on. Who gets massage with their clothes on?
A ton of people. There's a ton of massage places you do with your clothes on. You just lay down.
You leave your shirt on and you let them massage you with your shirt on?
Yeah. You take your shoes off. You take your shoes and socks off. Like if you're getting a foot massage, then
you're kidding me, right?
No, I'm.
You don't take your clothes off for a massage?
Well, depending on where you go. I know that there's probably like higher scale ones. It's like, okay.
Get down to where you're comfortable.
Like put the towel around your waist. And then there's some other places. I'm not going to say where because then I feel like this might be illegal. you just lay down and it's just a quick massage. You keep your clothes on, but like I said, you take your shoes and socks off.
I definitely would not want that then.
But that's what's fine with having the conference room being see-through is you can get just a quick little, half-hour massage.
So you're just talking about somebody rubbing your shoulders.
I'm just talking about someone touching you.
Yeah, no, I want to get like rubbed down.
Girl.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.